Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Unfortunately, natural gas bills are trending in the wrong direction, with the expectation for heating bills this heating season to be significantly higher. Why is that the case as we quickly approach the colder months?
As what happens every year with demand, as demand goes up, the costs go up. What we're seeing this year is with lower storage levels. It's affecting the price of natural gas. This winter, we are also expecting a colder than average winter, which will affect prices as well.
We saw the average heating bill go up last year as well, but it seems like this year it's projecting to be almost doubled than what it was just a year ago. Is this a national trend as well, not just in Western New York, or is this more of a locally directed issue?
No, this is broader than just locally, but of course, people Western New York, across New York State, they're thinking locally. It's certainly going to impact them. You know, we can understand the concern that they have there. We are seeing it here. Lower supply, higher demand, and an expectation for a colder winter than last is what we'll factor in.
We know that there are a lot of economic woes going on right now. Is any of this rising trend tied into the current economic woes, or is this something that's just more than just this landscape?
It can be part of it. You know, whether you're looking at propane, gasoline, heating oil, natural gas, electricity, all of those, they're all commodity products. They're all subject to supply, demand, and market conditions. They're all publicly traded. So, as things happen, globally and locally, those will all affect pricing.
So a lot of people want to know, what more can they do in an effort to try and lower their heating bills this winter?
One thing they can really do, and it has, an immediate impact, is making sure that, number one, at home, that their furnace has been serviced recently, that they have a newer filter in place. We often suggest that people look at their thermostat settings. If there's a way in the winter to maybe lower them a little bit, still to a comfortable level, but maybe lower than what they have in the past, that will help. Certainly a programmable thermostat so that it can go down when you're not home and raise back up to a more comfortable level when you are. But we urge everyone to, at the very least, have their furnace serviced, cleaned, put in a new filter in place. That will go a long way to making sure it's operating efficiently and helping keep their consumption down.
I know there are some people that may be traditionalists when it comes to finding ways to heat their homes. So for that matter, is there anything that people may also be able to do that can be seen as an alternative to the more traditional ways of heating their home and using energy during the winter months?
Maybe in more long term, there are alternate means there to heat your home. The two biggest in this area are natural gas and propane, but there are more sustainable means. Geothermal being one of them, to actually use the constant temperature of the earth to create a circulation in a furnace through a geothermal furnace, and to heat your home that way is one way. And that way, you're not using natural gas at all; you're just using electricity.
Pierre, is there anything else that you can add to the conversation that maybe we didn't touch base on?
There's a chance that this winter that the forecast will not be what they're expecting. So that's one thing to maybe look forward to. But I would say, we'll get through this winter like we have in the past. Buffalonians, Western New Yorkers are pretty tough. And if you just follow some of the steps that I mentioned, you just keep your thermostat at a little lower but more comfortable level, I think that'll help. Preparation is key, and communication is big. So if you can reach out to the utility, maybe go on a budget plan with the utility and spread those costs throughout the year instead of having all those elevated costs be through the winter months, you can certainly do so. You have that option.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.